Module 10, Rules of Engagement, Part 2. Engaging with customers takes a great deal of time and effort for the company, but the rewards can be well worth it. It is important that your business is open and inviting to the public. Over-the-top gimmicks or absentee workers can drive customers away. The goal is to engage customers, not over-market them. Having a welcoming environment. The environment of your booth can speak louder than the employees in it or the giveaways that it offers. How open and welcome your booth appears can affect the traffic flow to your booth and can affect how customers view your business. One simple rule is to ensure that employees always have a smile and greet the customers. A booth with an open layout that allows visitors to walk around and move throughout the booth will appear more open than a standard set of table and chairs. Lastly, before any visitor leaves, shake their hand and thank them for coming. It lets them know they can come back to you if ever needed. Tips: always have a smile. Ask questions to keep customers engaged. Have an open layout for customers to move around. Thank visitors for coming. The do's and don'ts of business cards. A business card may be small, but it can speak volumes for an employee and its company. When creating business cards, it is best to keep the layout simple with only a few colors or font types. This makes the card readable and professional looking. When using them at a trade show, business cards can be a helpful tool to qualifying customers and potential clients. It is always best to bring plenty of business cards, but keep an eye on who you give them out to. Visitors that come by the booth and are unqualified have no need for your business card, so don't hand out one as they go by. Customers that appear to have potential and request more information will need your business card to be able to reach you in the near future. Many customers often write notes or quotes on the back of business cards to remind them of why they came to your booth. So make sure there are plenty of business cards and pens in your booth. Do: use color on a business card to attract attention. Use a clear photo or logo on your business card. Offer qualifying customers your business card to have for future reference. Take notes on business cards to remind customers of your product or service. Don't: use more than two types of font. Use centered or staggered alignment, which can make your text hard to read. Hand out your business cards as a giveaway item or prize. Underguess how many cards you will need. Bring plenty for the entire duration of the show. Observational skills. Observation is a key skill at trade shows. You must observe the traffic flow, the flow of the booth, observe for any problems in the equipment, and so on. But most importantly, you should observe the visitors that come to the booth and what brings them there. Was there something that caught their eye? Did they see something you offered that they needed? Did they want the free candy bar in the giveaway bowl? When they approach, observe their actions as you speak with them and ask engaging questions. Can you recognize why they are approaching or if they will become a potential lead? On the other hand, when visitors pass by without stopping, do they show why? Do they not need your product? Does the loud music in your presentation turn them away? Do they not like bright colors on the booth walls? Whatever the reason, you're sure to find valuable information for improvements and changes for your next show. You can simply ask some customers what they do or don't like, but other opinions will have to be learned through observation alone. When not in the booth. One of the most basic rules of a trade show is to never leave your booth unattended at any time. However, that doesn't mean you cannot ever leave your booth as long as you have a team that takes breaks or rests in shifts and turns. When outside the booth, such as in the restroom, show aisles, lobby areas, or even in the concession, there are potential customers, as well as business partners all around you. Be prepared with your company and product information in case you are approached. Some customers find it easier to talk with someone outside of the standard booth and will open up over buying a soda. Don't try to steer them back to the booth, but carry business cards with you and give them one to let them know where to find you during and after the show. Be prepared for business partners, as well as competitors, to approach you and attempt to strike up a conversation. Many think they can catch you off guard outside of your booth area and may ask about information that's not open to the public. Always greet them with a smile, but let them know you cannot talk about such matters here and offer them a business card. Your booth is not the only place for business, so be ready to handle it no matter where it comes up. Case study. Kirk is reviewing a few last-minute preparations for his team and their trade show booth. He reminded them of the need to have a welcoming environment for the customers and how employees should always have a smile and welcome customers to the booth. Kirk stressed the importance of having great observational skills and of being aware of their surroundings. Keep an eye out for approaching customers and notice what is either bringing the customer in or maybe making them turn away. Since employees can bring their own business cards, Kirk asked each one to look over their cards and make sure they are professional-looking and readable. He told them to bring lots of cards and prepare to hand them out to potential leads. Lastly, Kirk reviewed with the group what to do when they are not in the booth, such as staying courteous to others and being prepared to talk about the product if approached.